KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 101. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 74. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high of 102. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 82.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pickup or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids. Transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
Get the best skin of your life with a HydraFacial from Astra Healthcare and Wellness. A HydraFacial purifies, nourishes, and protects your skin, plus it diminishes the look of fine lines and wrinkles and improves the feel of your skin. Call Astra Healthcare and Wellness at 534-1910 or stop by 116 East Main in Beloit to schedule your HydraFacial or to try IPL Light Therapy, a popular skin treatment used to help improve skin health. IPL treats most signs of aging skin, can be used for hair removal, and treats acne and many other conditions, helping you achieve beautiful skin that looks and feels its absolute best. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
United States Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas will host town halls in North Central Kansas this week to hear from Kansans completing his annual 60-county town hall tour for 2023. Tomorrow, Tuesday, August 1st at 2 p.m., Representative Mann will visit the farm and the Odd Fellows in Minneapolis, located at 205 West 2nd Street, before holding a town hall at Common Grounds Coffee House in Concordia at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. Then this Thursday, August 3rd at 12:30 p.m., Representative Mann will visit the Port Library in Beloit, followed by a town hall meeting at 2 p.m. at Mankato Livestock, located at 810 North Commercial Street in Mankato. A Kansas man whose two-year-old daughter died after going days without food while he was passed out drunk has been sentenced to nearly 57 years in prison. The sentence ordered Friday was the maximum that could be imposed after Jeffrey Exxon was convicted in April of charges that included aggravated child endangerment and first-degree murder in the commission of a felony. Exxon, a 47-year-old who goes by the name of James, called 911 on January 5, 2021, telling a dispatcher that his daughter, Aurora, had stopped breathing. He also said she recently had been starving herself. She was cold to the touch when found and appeared to have been dead for several days, according to the Shawnee County District Attorney. The coroner blamed her death on a form of malnutrition called marasmus. Five empty liquor bottles were found in Exxon's bedroom. Investigators said they determined that Exxon would not feed or attend to his children for days because of his addiction issues. Exxon's six-year-old son, who was four when his sister died, testified at trial that his dad locked them in their rooms for several days without food while he slept. Sinad Nichols, the children's mother, said she agreed to give James Exxon custody of the children because her living conditions didn't allow her to take care of them. Have the following job opening to tell you about. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding, machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There will be stompers and chompers building a dino-sized faith in God's big plan community via VBS, First Christian Church in Downs. That is going on this week. And evening's 5:30, 8 program at 6:30. Registration each evening is 5 to 5:30. Questions, call Pastor Dave Hardy, 545-6070. VBS, the theme is Fearless, Deeds of the Defenders, a study in the book of Acts. The time will be July 31st, today, all week long, 6:30, 8:30 nightly. Classes available for all ages from 3 years old through adult. That's located in Beloit at the Beloit Church of Christ. If anyone wants more information about that, they can call or text 476-5687 or call the church building and leave a message, 738-2420. And Beloit Church of Christ can be found on Facebook as well. And the regular County Planning Commission for Metro County and Appeals Board meeting will be Tuesday, tomorrow, August 1st at 7 p.m. in the First Bank of Beloit meeting room. And the Tipton Picnic, the 77th Annual Tipton Picnic, is taking place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's the news this hour here on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. For latest news information, visit our website, katycountry94.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Here we go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Got him swinging. Strike three. Ball game over. Royals win. That's a sweep and a three-game winning streak for the first time this season.
And as the Royals are now on their first winning streak of the season, they also made a trade Sunday after the game ahead of the Major League Baseball trade deadline. More on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll look at local sports, the USA Track and Field Junior Olympics finishing out in Eugene, Oregon, and an update on NASCAR. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. USA Track and Field National Junior Olympics at Eugene, Oregon. Again, the Kansas Flyers had multiple area athletes competing, and Madison Howland finished off the weekend with a great performance on Saturday in the 13-14-year-old girls 3,000 meter, finishing in fifth place nationally with a time of 10:27.11. Howland was also part of that 13-14-year-old girls 4x800 meter relay team that won the national championship for the Kansas Flyers on Wednesday. You can find full results for the area athletes and the whole meet at ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals finished off a sweep and their first three-game winning streak of the season on Sunday with a 2-1 win over the Twins. Freddie Fermin opened the scoring with a solo homer in the second, but the Twins matched it in the top of the third with a solo shot from Matt Wallner. Michael Garcia drove in Nicky Lopez on a double in the bottom of the third for the 2-1 lead, and the pitching for both teams held down the offenses the rest of the way in the one-run win for KC. Ryan Yarbrough got the win, going up just one run on seven hits with five strikeouts. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the first winning streak of the season.
I told them, I said, nobody could keep us from winning three straight till August. So we had to have a little fun with it. You know, it's nice. You know, these guys, you see it every day. They work, they come out and play hard. To be rewarded with some wins is something that's really nice to see, and for them to feel, especially going into an off day, you know, nothing tomorrow, and these guys, they deserve it.
Royals are now 32-75, while the AL Central leading Twins dropped to 54-53 after the sweep. Kansas City has today off before starting a three-game series with the Mets Tuesday night at 7:10. After scoring the eventual game-winning run on Sunday afternoon, shortly after the game, utility player Nicky Lopez was traded by the Royals to the Braves for relief pitcher Taylor Hearn. Lopez hit .213 in 68 games this season for the Royals, started 53 at five different positions. In five seasons with the Royals, he hit .248 with 119 RBI. Hearn played most of this season with the Rangers, but his contract was purchased by the Braves just last Monday, made just one appearance in Atlanta. He's made just five appearances all season, giving up 12 runs in 7 1/3 innings, and Hearn was optioned to AAA Omaha after the trade. As the Major League Baseball trade deadline approaches, the first major deal made was on Saturday as the Rangers acquired Max Scherzer from the Mets. Texas also acquired Cardinals starter Jordan Montgomery and reliever Chris Stratton on Sunday. For more on Major League Baseball trades ahead of the deadline, you can visit MLB.com. Finally, in sports, in NASCAR, Chris Buescher picked up his first win of the season in the Cookout 400 in Richmond Sunday afternoon. Buescher grabbed his spot in the playoffs after holding off the field on a restart. With four races left until the playoffs, Martin Truex Jr. has a three-point lead over William Byron in the Cup standings. Next race will be this Sunday afternoon at Michigan. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.